The drama over data centers continues, and Senator Jeff Irwin is calling for a transparent and public process to verify how water and energy will be managed at a proposed data center in Saline Township, right in the heart of his district. He's in the 15th district and has that area of Saline Township, Saline, Ann Arbor, Milan, York Township, all in there. He has now asked the Michigan Public Service Commission to hold a contested case to ensure that this project is in line with the law and the commitments promised. He joins us this morning on the Lucianne Lance Show on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Senator Irwin, thank you. And I understand that you're driving right now up to Lansing. What is the order of the day in regards to these data centers? What's happening today?
Well, I think today we're all getting ready for this upcoming hearing that the Public Service Commission has called to talk about this particular data center and the filing by DTE to do an ex parte hearing, in other words, move forward with approving rates for this site without going through a full and transparent process that would be included in a contested case. They're doing that because the company wants to move very quickly, but some of us are calling for more process because there are a lot of questions that the community is asking. There are a lot of problems that other states have been experiencing, and even though some of those questions have answers, we need to get the answers about our electricity rates and how these data centers are going to affect those rates out in the public and out there in a way where experts and members of the public can challenge the assumptions and can kind of beat up that data and make sure that what is going to happen is in the public interest.
So they've been promising and saying they're making a commitment not to raise those rates on residents in the area, and that the water usage is going to be recycled, and they've explained how this would work. Do we not believe that, or are there not laws in place that would hold them to that?
Well, there are laws in place. So, for instance, the recent law that we changed around how data centers operate in Michigan stipulates that they cannot be subsidized by residential ratepayers. But as always, the devil is in the details. And that's why it's important that the Michigan Public Service Commission stay on top of that law and do it in a transparent way. And if they're not going to do a contested case, maybe there's something else they could do to get this information out in front of the public so they can look at it. Let's take a different example. A lot of residents had concerns about water. They've seen what's happened in Virginia and some other states. Well, the company came forward, the company in the Saline case at least came forward, and they entered into a consent agreement with the township that stipulates how they're going to use water and how much water they're going to use. Those are the kinds of enforceable agreements that we need around all of the questions and concerns that the public has about this center and other large centers like this that could have a big impact on our electricity market.
But how does that get enforced after the fact? I mean, you can have all the laws you want in place, and if something's allowed to operate and it's operating outside of that agreement, where's the teeth in that to make them pull back or to stop proceedings at that point?
Well, that's exactly why a number of us are calling for a more public process here on the front end around the electricity rates and around how the MPSC is specifically determining that this data center and others will not raise rates for residential ratepayers. They did do a case with Consumers Power around another data center earlier in the year and determined that that particular development would not increase rates, and they're trying to kind of piggyback this decision on that one. But these data centers are so large and so important, I think the public needs the assurance that a transparent process at the commission would give us, a process that gives folks an opportunity to see what the utility filed and then to come in there and say, hey, look, I think you made a mistake. Let's get this in front of some experts and have a discussion about it. That's the sort of public process that gets us to the bottom of the very difficult question you asked, which is, okay, we've got the law that protects ratepayers, but how do we enforce it? What are the specifics?
We're talking with State Senator Jeff Irwin on the Lucianne Lance Show, 1290 WLBY. So we've heard reports this week that DTE has said, you know, this project may not move forward if they can't do it in this quick clip that they are requesting. Does that concern you at all? I mean, you said yourself these data centers are important, and we're seeing a lot of them going up across the country. I know that people that live in that area, many of them would prefer not to have them. We've seen the protests out there. But as far as technology goes and what, you know, what this world is made out of today, we apparently need data centers. So does it concern you that they may pull out of this area?
Well, there's a race to build a bunch of these big data centers around the country, and they're going to be built somewhere. And there are some people who want them to be built here because of some of the benefits that would come with that. And there are some people who don't want them to be built here. But your question is, you know, is it concerning that they can pull up stakes and leave? Yeah, to some extent. I mean, I think that the major investment in the area and the jobs and being a center of innovation, there's some benefit to that. But whenever somebody comes forward and says, this is a great deal and you have to buy it today, you have to close the deal before we get off the phone right now, that's a red flag to me. And all I know what to do is to represent the public interest as best I can. And what I know is that these data centers are big. They are, their impact on the electricity market is going to be genuinely large and important. And because electricity is so fundamental to our lives, and because our rates have been going up so much in the last few years, the public needs to see the data about why these data centers are going to be good for our rates and not bad. And that's the part of it that I think the developers of the data center, the MPSC, and DTE need to do a better job of communicating to the public so that the public can be satisfied that there is slack in the system for these data centers, that these data centers are going to be better for rates, not worse for rates, and show us your math. We need to see the math.
It has been reported that our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson's husband, is directly involved in this particular project with Related Digital and Oracle AI and Saline Township. How do you mitigate that and the potential conflict of interest when you are going and doing your work as a legislator, Senator Irwin, and trying to push through and get this due diligence? Are you concerned about that and that relationship?
I don't think there's a conflict when it comes to my work in the legislature. And what I can say about that is I have heard Jocelyn Benson say on this issue of data centers pretty clearly that she believes data centers that increase our rates or use up Michigan's water should not be allowed. So she has said we should ban data centers that have a negative impact on Michigan's rates and Michigan's water. I guess I have to take her at her word on that, and I do take her at her word on that, and I think that's a pretty reasonable policy going forward.
Well, that's good to know, but do you think that the Michigan Public Service Commission can be swayed one way or another in regards to that kind of a relationship so interwoven?
Oh, I mean, I don't see that. You know, the next gubernatorial race is pretty far off. This Public Service Commission has got a lot of work to do before now, and the next governor starts appointing new commission members in a few years or a couple years. So it's not something I've really thought about, but when I heard that connection, I went out looking for, well, what is Jocelyn Benson saying about this? And when I saw her very sort of clear and strong statement focusing on rates and water and saying those are the important things that we need to attend to protect the public interest, I thought, okay, that aligns pretty closely with how I feel about this. If we need to get this right for rates, we need to get this right for water, and we need to make sure that the local zoning issues are dealt with appropriate at the local level as well. You know, those are the things that we need to do to attend to the public interest here. And as far as I'm concerned, what Benson has said as a candidate has been really well aligned with how I feel about it. Let's protect our water. Let's protect ratepayers.
All right. I guess time will tell on that. So you are asking the Michigan Public Service Commission to hold what's called a contested case. This would include additional hearings, the opportunity to challenge the information filed by the utility or the data center developers. What is it going to take from that, from those who are pushing for this to convince you that we should go ahead with this? And I'm thinking about if you win this and you get that contested case to ensure that the project is in line with the law and the commitments made, what do you need to hear to say, okay, this is solidified, we can move forward with it, they're going to hold to it?
Well, I'm not usually out there promoting or denigrating, you know, specific development projects in specific communities. That's really more of a local government job. I say my job as making sure that operations and businesses in the state comply with state law, and that those state laws are written in a way to protect Michigan's public interest. And when it comes to data centers, I think we need to be laser focused at the state level on protecting Michigan's water and on protecting ratepayers. And in the law we passed a little over a year ago on this, we made some improvements. I think our law is better than other states with respect to protections for ratepayers and water, but I still think there's more we can do to make sure that these data centers are a credit to our communities.
So do you envision future legislation then? Are you going to be putting anything
forward? Absolutely. So when these bills were debated to change the tax structure for these data centers, I was engaged in trying to make amendments to improve the impact of these on Michigan's environment, and I'm going to continue to do so as long as I'm in the legislature.
All right. State Senator, thank you so much for your time today, but also for your public service. We appreciate the job you do, and appreciate you looking out for the people in the 15th District here. Senator Jeff Irwin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, and again, we'll be following this issue and seeing where it goes as the hearings get underway. And see what the next step is, not only for Saline Township, but the other areas throughout the state of Michigan that are entertaining these huge data centers. And this one in Saline Township through Oracle AI and Related Digital. You're listening to the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.